Hello, I'm Keith Parent, and welcome to Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. Now, if I was to mention to you the Canadian brass, well, the first thing that comes to mind is, well, classical music, Bach, Beethoven, Mozart. But the Canadian brass have also delved into the world of Dixieland and jazz. A number of years ago, they released an album called Take the A-Train. The Canadian brass plays the music of Duke Ellington. Here they are with Harlem Sunday Morning.
Thank you.
Harlem. Sunday morning, they're performed by the Canadian Brass with a composition by Duke Ellington. Of course, the Canadian Brass is not something that you would associate with Duke Ellington or even jazz, but they do play many different styles of music. And that's how we began today's program. The CD came out in 1999. Well, it's very nice to have you with us for the next hour of some traditional jazz, some Dixieland we have coming up, and of course, much more. Now, we began with Duke Ellington. Let's now take a listen to Duke Ellington and his orchestra recorded in 1963 at the Olympia Theatre in Paris with Perdido.
We'll be right back. left you by the house of fun. I don't know why I didn't come. I don't know why I didn't come. When I saw the break of day, I wish that I could fly away. Instead of kneeling in the sand, catching teardrops in my hand. My heart is drenched in wine, but you road alone. My heart is drenched in wine, but you
wonderful Norah Jones, Don't Know Why, her big hit from a number of years ago. She's had a number of other hits, of course, since that one. And we began with Duke Ellington, recorded live at the Olympia Theater in Paris with Perdido. Now, something, of course, that we have played on the program before is pop songs, but not in the original version, but rather jazz or big band or even blues versions of well-known pop songs. One big hit for Cyndi Lauper in the 1980s was called Time After Time. A number of jazz artists since then have actually done versions of it. This is one of my personal favorites by Cassandra Wilson.
calling to me at night.
say, go slow, I fall behind. The second hand unwinds. If you're lost, you can look, you will find me. Time after time, if you fall, I will catch you. I'll be waiting. Time after my picture fades and darkness has turned to gray, watching. If I'm okay, secrets stolen from deep inside. The drum beat out of time. If you're lost, you can look, you will find me.
Thank you.
That's Navarro from Volume 1. That's the name of the album that was released on Blue Note. Originally was released as a 10-inch LP. The CD version, however, is a little bit different because it has the same four tracks that the original 10-inch had, except there are two different versions. There's the version that was released as an LP, and then the alternate take. The Chase that we were just listening to was the alternate take. It never appeared on LP until it actually was released on CD. And before that, Cassandra Wilson with the song by Cyndi Lauper, Time After Time. You're listening to Jazz for the Asking, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. Now, time for a request. This is for John Connors. He wants to hear the Rimpingtons. We haven't played them in quite some time. This is from an album entitled Life in the Tropics, which also happens to be the title track, but we're not going to listen to that one. Instead, we're going to listen to Caribbean Breeze. Thank you. Rippingtons with Caribbean Breeze from the compact disc, Life in the Tropics. Dave Brubeck, of course, is an old favorite here on the program. We've played a number of different Dave Brubeck compositions, and the one we're going to listen to now is one that we've played a number of times. But this is a different version. Originally, we played it from the album that features Take Five, and we also played a newer recorded version that he did for the Telarc label. This is another Columbia recording of that same composition. It, of course, features Dave Brubeck on piano, Paul Desmond on alto sax, Eugene Wright on bass, and John Morello on drums. It's the Dave Brubeck Quartet, but recorded live at Carnegie Hall on February 21st, 1963. Blue Rondo à la Turc. Thank you. The Dave Brubeck Quartet recorded live at Carnegie Hall in February 1963. That featured, of course, Dave Brubeck on piano, Paul Desmond on alto sax, Eugene Wright on bass, and Joe Morello on drums with Blue Rondo a la Turk. A bit of a hit, as you can probably gather from the response of the audience when they started playing the first few bars. You're listening to Jazz for the Asking, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. Let's now have a little bit of New Orleans Dixieland. Here's Eddie Pearson with Bill Bailey. Won't you please come home? Swinging All-Stars with Muscat Ramble. And before that, Bill Bailey, Won't You Please Come Home, Eddie Pearson. One of these days we're going to do a complete Dixieland New Orleans jazz program. Yeah, we have to do that. I think we haven't done that, and I think we should. Yeah, not a bad idea. Just came to me right now. Anyway, we're nearly at the end of today's program. If you wish to contact us, our email address is jazz@pcjmedia.com. That's jazz@pcjmedia.com. We're going to end with Miles Davis, but not something typically Miles. Well, there isn't anything that really is typically Miles Davis, because he really was always reinventing himself through every period. The recording that we're going to take a listen to was recorded at the Montreux Jazz Festival. What year was it? Here we go. July 17th, 1986. This was, of course, when he was doing more modern jazz. It's with his group and Jean-Pierre. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Powell, wishing you well, saying so long, and take care. Thank you.